Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Reality radio for a really great future.
We're talking real money.
How the heck did I end up in Seattle? Wait a minute. Where am I? I'm so confused. Are we still on Talking Real Money Planet? I think we are. Hello, everyone. I'm Don McDonald, and somehow I've ended up transported into Tom Cox's office in Seattle.
Dreary as it is.
Would you face the microphone?
Sorry, dreary as it is.
Jeez, you got to face the microphone.
Face the music?
Yeah, so we're doing this on a little Tula microphone. So we have no idea what the quality will be like.
Tiptoe through the tulips?
Tula. It's okay. This microphone was invented by the guy
who did
the Soyuz microphone.
Mm.
I know you're going to have a Soviet comment about that, aren't you?
Couldn't help myself. One of those cheaply made Russian tanks. I guess it's okay.
So this is a special non-Q&A edition. Well, there might be Q's and A's, but not from you. Of a Q&A edition of Talking
this
Real Money.
This is a Q&A because I've got some questions for you, my friend.
Great.
I came all the way across the country for this. The new copy. Is out. The new copy is out. Financial Physics, The Basic Laws of Money and Investing by one Don McDonald. 115 packed pages of information that you need to know. I see quotes from John Bogle. I see quotes from General Patton. I mean, is he a big investing guy? I didn't know that. Okay.
He was huge.
I didn't know that. Tony Robbins, who I'd like to ignore, but I can't. David Bach, who I've interviewed before. You got the headline that everybody has to read, Buffett bashes Bitcoin. But we'll get into Bitcoin.
Wait, and you know what's better about this version of it?
What's that?
I decided to forego my massive royalty from Amazon.
Oh, you're not gonna make anything on this?
Yeah.
I thought you were deciding to forego my introduction.
No.
My preface.
The first edition of this in 2010 was $9.99. A copy. The second edition, I lowered the price to $8.99.
Yeah, and this one you just decided to give in?
And this one, as soon as it's up on Amazon, and it's not even up on Amazon yet. That's how hot off the press this is.
Really hot.
It'll be on Amazon, the new edition. This is the 2022 edition. It'll be on Amazon in a couple of weeks. The new price, $7.99.
So you're not making anything?
I'm not making anything.
You're making $8 a book. What are you talking about?
No, Amazon's making $8 a book.
Oh, I see. Okay. That's what it costs to make this?
No, that's but they get all kinds of other fees.
Oh, this is like the movie industry where you brought in $200 million, but you get 5% of no. Yeah, I got it. Okay. Yeah. So, all right. So I got to ask you the first question.
Okay.
Page A. How many books do you read? Page A. None.
Page A
that's what
is
it says.
The preface.
Okay. I think that was supposed to be my part. But
no, you were supposed to have the foreword, but I forgot you.
Like the rest of my life.
There's a foreward and a preface.
What was that Beatles song, Died on the Day?
And I actually worked really hard to get the page count down.
Oh, is it less?
Yeah, it was like 150 pages, and I got it down to 115.
Oh, Jack Templeton is in here.
You don't need that many pages to talk about money.
No, that's a fascinating
thing. People
pad
things out.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, God, I know so.
I just spent 700 pages on Watergate that could be explained in about half a page.
Mm-hmm.
So the book, Financial Physics, Why?
By Don McDonald.
Why are we writing? Who is this written for? What's the deal?
For anybody who wants to understand how this simple, simple process works. The simple process of managing money, earning money, investing money, just dealing with money
asset. You once said there's only, three ways to make money
And they're in there. That's rule number one. That is rule number one of financial physics.
What are the three ways?
There are only three ways. And I've been saying this now for 30 years.
Now you have.
There are only three ways to make money. No one has come up with another way that doesn't fit into one of the three or a combination thereof. You see, you can combine the rules.
It's not, just one
rule
lane.
One is the one that people like the least. There's work.
It says rule one is luck.
Oh, I changed them. That's right. Rule one is luck. I was thinking,
they don't like to admit
the big
that.
The big ending was...
Because everybody thinks they're just so smart. They figured it all out. No, there was an element of luck to all those things. So.
Well, they found that almost every outperforming mutual fund manager is
outperforming due to luck.
Touche.
Okay, so if and some people say, well, you inherited it. No, that was genetic luck.
Yeah.
It's still luck.
Of a kind, yes.
Win the lottery, luck, gambling, luck, whatever it is.
We got luck.
Luck. No then question. The next one is stealing. Dishonesty in one way, shape, or form.
Still a fair amount of that going on, sadly.
Right. So, and then the third one is work. Now, you can combine them. You can have luck plus work. You could be lucky at your job. You could have work plus dishonesty. And some perfect examples are on streaming television now. People like the Theranos. What's her name? Elizabeth Holmes. She worked hard.
She did.
And she cheated.
Yes, she did cheat.
The WeWork guy. The Adam and Uber.
Okay, but let's ask you about some people. How about Jeff Bezos? Did he make his through luck, stealing, or work?
A combination of luck and work.
But you only give one in the book. You only say you get one answer. Primarily
work.
See, I'm going to say primarily luck, but that's just me.
No, it's primarily work. Right, he worked hard.
We'll let you do that. Then you go through economics, which nobody's going to.
You know, you're doing this interview really fast. Apparently, you want to get to lunch.
Lunch is waiting. I can smell it. But economics. I mean, what do we need to know about if I'm an investor, what do I need to know about economics?
You just need to know how. Then you don't. There's not a lot of economics. It's like, okay, what you need to know about economics? Supply and demand. There you go. It's all about supply and demand.
Is that true when it comes to the South Sea Company bubble?
Yes.
I don't remember that one. I remember all the rest of these, but I don't remember.
You remember
that
the one. Tulip bubble?
Oh, God, yes. I was alive in a different way then.
Okay. The South Sea Company bubble was a stock offering that was supposed to make everybody rich. And, anyway.
I had a relative in the California gold rush, but it didn't work out well for him, so I don't think we made it.
Yeah, these are what you're looking at here are not supply and demand. You're looking at the list of bubbles.
I still have
the greatest
bond. Bond from they issued a lot of bonds.
Congratulations, but it's not worth anything.
I don't think it's worth anything. Okay, so what I really need to know about economics is supply and demand, but also about fever, because these things are like.
Well, that's emotions.
Yeah, this gets things.
That's
get crazy.
All about emotions and
real estate madness too. That's what we're in now.
I did. I put in real estate madness 2.
I love it
because we had real estate madness 1 in 2007.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
and then now we're in real estate madness 2.
How does this one resolve itself?
That's why I put a question mark.
I know. What's your take? What do you think will happen?
What, am I predicting the future?
Yeah, what's going to happen?
I don't predict the future.
Prices will go down at least briefly. That's my take.
Yeah. Okay. How long? There you go. Crypto. We're already seeing the crypto.
Oh, you have a great crypto quote in here, but we'll get to that.
We're seeing the crypto bubble burst. It's
right in front of our eyes.
Right,
I mean, it's
shocking.
There's been more money lost in the crypto bubble burst now than in the... Something about the housing market. I just read something about that in the crash.
I don't know, but let's see what they're doing today. I haven't even looked at crypto today.
It's not pretty.
Oh, no. Bitcoin's up 5% right now as we're speaking.
If I bought it yesterday, I'd be a rich man.
Yeah.
All right. Not going to go through chapter by chapter. This looks very good. I'm glad to see a quote of Ronald Reagan, too. I have no idea what the words "let the bombing begin" have to do with investment, but that's your take, so I don't get that. But okay.
He's just flipping through the book as you can.
I know
probably
I am.
It literally came off the truck a few
came
minutes
off
ago.
The truck right now, I mean, this just arrived. This is Don McDonald's just in time manufacturing because we need it tomorrow for retirement. So
that's
good
right.
For him.
It's there.
You got General George S. Patton. Take calculated risks. That is quite different from being rash. What does that mean? Take calculated risks. What's a calculated risk?
You need to think about what you're doing. Why are you doing it? Why are you taking the risk? Are you taking a reasonable risk? Are you taking a risk for which there is some scientific basis of a reward coming? Or are you doing something just because somebody said it's hot, like crypto?
Yeah, I guess, and I would add to that, why take risk you don't need to take?
Right.
It's like, I can drive home at 65. I could drive home at 90, I guess, but I wouldn't take that risk.
Yeah. Why would you take the risk? Because the reward is negligible.
Do you beat up on the insurance companies in
this? Of course I do.
What do you say?
I believe
them?
In beating up on the insurance
companies.
How
are you on immediate annuities?
I am.
Because I'm mentioning them tomorrow.
You are?
Yeah.
I'm.
This is, by the way, the first time Don hasn't done my slides. He has no idea what I'm doing
at
retire meet.
I am ambivalent about immediate annuities.
I think that's fair.
I I see a purpose for them for some people, but I think for most people who have a basic, if you've read financial physics, you're going to have a basic enough understanding of investing that you'll know what you're, that's really, when you get right down to it, the whole point of this book, the reason I wrote it originally 10 years ago, was so that when you finish this 115-page book.
Packed 115 pages.
But when you finish this, you're going to say at the end, oh, okay, I now know enough that I can invest and make a decent amount of money over a period of time with a reasonable level of risk.
Do you
risk.
Name names in here?
Of course I.
So
I,
like mutual funds and stuff people can
yeah,
invest in?
Yeah.
So what are your fund
funds? I didn't recommend. No, I just compared certain funds.
But if you had to pick one today, what would it be?
If I had to pick what?
A mutual fund family.
If I had to pick, I wouldn't pick one. I would pick multiples. I'd pick, I think that you can get great funds from, of course, we talk about Vanguard all the time, from Fidelity, from Avantis, from Dimensional, from...
But there's so many. There's more mutual funds than stocks or something. There's more ETFs than stocks. How do you pick out of them all?
I believe in the process of elimination.
Okay.
You eliminate all of them that are commissioned. You eliminate all of them that are actively managed. You eliminate all of them that have 12B1 fees.
C-shares, where are you on those?
That's a 12B1 fee.
Okay. I thought you'd like that better.
It's still a 12B1.
We promised people your comment on cryptocurrencies.
I said I would have something on crypto. I have a whole section, Buffett bashes
Bitcoin. Yeah, because Warren Buffett recently said he'd take... What, 1% of farmland for 20? I mean, he gave it a...
Yeah, it's in there.
It's...
If you bought... He said, if you offered me 1% of all the farmland in America, and you said, you got to give me $25 billion for it, he said, I'd take it in a heartbeat. Yeah. If you said, I'll give you all of the Bitcoin in the world for $25...
He wouldn't do it.
He said, I wouldn't touch it.
Yeah. Wow. That was a strong quote. Mm-hmm. And that's how you feel, too.
That's totally how I feel.
So what about Fidelity allowing people to put it in their 401ks?
We call that pandering, ladies and gentlemen.
23,000.
Oh, and you missed my Iwawata Tawaki thing.
Because I can't say it.
The end of the world as we know it kit.
Ah! Yeah. Oh, is that what the... Oh. Yeah. Ah, okay. Fees and...
That's
11.
Previous page.
He's trying to turn to the pages as we're doing this. Oh. Okay, but so who are the readers? Who's this aimed at?
Everybody.
Everybody?
Everybody.
So my 14-year-old daughter...
Of course could read this.
Okay.
Of course she could.
Okay.
It's not...
This is the private school education finally paying off?
Yeah, once.
Well, she could cook pizza all summer if she wants. Okay, but again, basic laws of money. What are the basic laws of money, other than the three you already gave me?
Well, no, that's the three rules of making money.
Yeah.
Then there are rules like, I'll just go through the various rules in the book right here. Ladies and gentlemen, of course, I can read too. There's supply and demand.
Yeah.
That's your economic thing. There's the rule of financial fluctuation, which means things go up and they go down.
Yeah.
They do both. But the addendum to that is that everything eventually rises. That when it comes
everything?
To...
Everything?
Well,
my Enron stock didn't.
It's a
Washington Mutual?
It's in aggregate. That the basis is everything in aggregate. The word everything doesn't mean every individual thing. It means everything in aggregate.
Has moved up. Okay.
In the past. Worst case scenario. What is the worst thing that could happen? To your money.
Nuclear war.
Right. And in that case, what is the investment you should be in? Or should have been
bunker.
In? Exactly. There are
bunker
no... Bunker
and
no,
a year of food.
Nobody wants gold in that case.
No, it doesn't matter.
The 3N theory, I borrow that from Jack Bogle.
Which is what? I didn't know that one.
Nobody knows nothing.
Oh, that's a great
one. We misspelled it.
Yeah.
Because... It's an end sound.
By the way, you want to know more about Jack, then tune into my podcast with the author of The Bogle Effect.
It's not
until
next week.
I know. It's coming soon. Coming soon.
The no-news theory. There is no new news that you can act on. That's what that means.
It's the efficient market theory.
Yeah, it's the efficient market theory. It means there, you may have heard it on the news, but before you heard it on the news, a million other people already heard it and acted on
they
it.
They already know.
Yeah. Unless you cheat, then there's the risk-to-reward ratio. Generally, the higher the risk, the greater the
generally,
potential
not
reward.
Always, though, because you could own individual stocks or you could be in a particular...
Confusion to risk ratio. The more confusing an investment is... the more risky it's likely to be.
This is the W.C. Fields quote, if you can't dazzle them with brilliance, baffle them with bull blank.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, makes sense.
You can say it on the podcast.
No, I think you're right.
All right.
Okay, but what's the biggest, if you had to give me one major takeaway from this book that, you know, might surprise me, what would that be?
Well, since you've done the show with me for like all these years, I would say not a darn thing.
Well, I'm talking about anybody else who might read the book, dude.
Well, I don't know
that. Nice picture, by the way. I like this. A new picture. That's like, a new picture.
Yeah, that's my new headshot.
I like that. That must be for your movie making business.
That's for my film. That's for my film career.
You look very. I don't know what
old. The word. I look very old. I do. I look
your
old.
Your hair's combed here, though. It's kind of a shocker.
You know, the disclosures are fascinating. The disclosures in the back.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, I like the disclosures.
They made you do that. Our friends said.
No. This is all me.
Oh,
this is not our friends.
Okay.
This is me.
Provided for general education purposes, not be construed by ourselves.
Okay. I do have the whole WorldCom Delta portfolio in here. That was a wonderful portfolio.
I like that. But, I mean, your last words are what?
You can read them. They're right there.
I know. Thanks for reading. Take your final exam. Okay, that's...
No. It's basically what it comes down to is that you should be a real investor, not a speculator.
Not very many people understand the difference. What's the difference?
The difference is speculators can lose a lot in a very short period of time and never get it back. Real investors understand that, yes, you have to suffer losses. That's the price you pay for returns. But if you're smart and the world doesn't end in a fiery conflagration, the history of mankind has been one of growing economic wealth, and that is very likely to continue. And in case if it doesn't, you know, you better hope that you're either a great survivalist or you're one of the first ones taken out.
Or you have it all in one-year CDs.
Nope, those would be worth nothing too.
I'm sorry.
Have you ever watched Walking Dead?
I don't watch that stuff.
There was one episode of Walking Dead where they walked through a bank. It was hysterical. I'll never forget this episode. They walk through a busted up bank and there's money everywhere.
They don't care.
They don't care.
They're just walking through by. Yeah, see
they're it. Looking for canned food.
All right. Okay. Well, and ammo and you know,
oh, so. Yeah.
Well, I got to praise you here. This is a massive. Now, this is
third
rewritten.
Edition. This is the third edition.
But this is a bit massive effort to put this all together. And you do this on your own.
All by myself.
Did anybody proof this? Am I going to find a lot of like hanging?
You know who actually? You know who proofed it? I got to give them a plug. This service has improved so dramatically over the years, and I pay for it. I don't get Grammarly.
They actually do. You hand it to them, and then
I put it online, and it gives some. Wow. You tell it what kind of style you want, and even though I disagreed with it on a few things,
right. It
really was very helpful. No, I did not hire an editor. So if you find mistakes, remember,
right?
I lowered the price.
I found mistakes in major published books.
Oh, I find mistakes in the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times.
They happen.
So if you find a mistake, remember, you only paid $7.95 for it.
Okay, so what should I read in addition to this book?
I love most of Jack Bogle's work. I think Larry Swedrow's had a couple of great books. Dan Solon's had a couple of great books. Mm-hmm. The ones on basic investing are always my favorite. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get into the complex strategies.
Is that one of the problems people make it harder than it needs to be?
Including Larry Swedrow.
I think Larry's...
From time. And I love Larry.
Complex.
He makes it too complicated. I think people in this industry feel like they have to make it complicated to justify their existence.
There's plenty of that.
You know, I think that of a lot of people in firms. I think Jack always kept it simple. Sometimes I think Jack Bogle kept it too simple.
We argued with him about small value and international.
He didn't have an open
like
mind no. to
yeah,
other.
He was rigid.
He was rigid.
He was definitely a man of his generation.
But
so when's the book tour? When are you going
to
go?
There is no book
coast
tour.
To
this
coast.
Is it. This is
Seattle. Drop
this is my one appearance.
Get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Just come here for the weather and then leave us. Right? Okay.
It's all printed through Amazon. I don't have a publisher. I just self-printed.
$7.99. I think it's one of the great deals on Amazon because I pay like $30 for books.
Exactly.
It's crazy. Yeah. And this is
it's
more
got
knowledge.
The brand new cover.
Would they get any sort of special? I guess if you get a retire map, you get a book. Can you get a retire map other than a retire meet? He's whispering.
I'm no longer involved in that part of the business.
He shows up and does his part and walks out.
I just do my presentation.
Which makes your life better in many ways. So,
yeah.
And right now, it's going to get a lot better because we got to go get lunch. Because I only have 15 minutes till my appointment. So
I wonder if Debbie's here.
If Debbie's not here, I'm sorry. She's eating on her own, as we say. So.
Oh, no, she's on her way. She's got a lift.
All right.
So. All right.
this great book, I hope, and all kidding aside, a lot of people loved the previous two editions. I'm really happy you took the time to update this. It's a great resource. I think everybody should read it because it's the absolute minimum you need to know, and it's not
maybe one of confusing. These days. Maybe one of these days I should actually talk to a real publisher about doing it, huh?
I don't know who gets published anymore. I mean, frankly, the interview I'm going to do about the John Boga book, I read it and thought, this is a great book if you are inside and you've been a follower of the industry.
But you see, that's why I tried to write this for everybody.
Yeah, no, but the Boga book is that because that's the time and energy spent on that. And this is not that. So it's good stuff.
Wow, I don't think you've ever interviewed. Yeah, you have. Oh, yeah, you know he used to interview me on TV.
I interviewed you twice on TV on Serious Money.
So I forgot how good you were at this.
I still have the tape.
And you know it's even better when you're not trying to be funny.
This is me being funny.
Oh, okay. Well then, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for being a part of. This is not the Q&A podcast. We'll have another one next week because I'm in Seattle, and I want to thank you all for being a part of our little podcast. Please tell your friends, neighbors, relatives, whomever. Call us. 855-935-TALK.
Oh, you can still join us for retirement because this is today's podcast, right?
Right. This goes up today.
So tomorrow, May 14th, you should be online watching retirement. Or if you're in the Seattle area, come and see us at the Meydenbauer Center.
And remember, every Saturday, you can call us live.
Including tomorrow.
Yep. From 3 to 5 Eastern at 855-935-TALK. Or visit us at talkingrealmoney.com where we have all kinds of great stuff, including the sensational risk quiz.
Which everybody loves. The numbers are astounding, the number of people that take that.
Oh, God, it's like thousands now.
Yep.
So anyway, thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us. I hope it didn't sound too terrible. I can't tell until I start editing. I'm Don. That's Tom. Hanging out here in Tom's office in Seattle where it's sunny.
Wait a minute.
For a moment.
Give it another hour or two.
It's going to be rainy tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. We're talking about all kinds of stuff, but mainly we're talking real money.
We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only.
Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times.
Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately, consistently predict the future.
So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring.
Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities.
Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestry, a fee-only registered investment advisor.
Thanks for listening, and please visit talkingrealmoney.com for more information and disclosures.
That's a wrap.